Ona Codinenca, al 107.2 FM i a onacodinenca.cat.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Thunderbirds are go.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the 3E Show with me, Rod Cantley, and coming to you again from my home studio. It's been a tumultuous week, so yeah, I've had to rethink about the playlist for tonight a couple of times, so forgive me if I waffle on more than usual. Anyway, that was a track called Dirty Eyes, which you may know nowadays as A Whole Lot of Rosie, which was the first demo that they did, and that's from an album called Bonfire, which is an album of demos and rarities featuring Bon Scott. And of course, that was AC/DC, so I hope you enjoyed that. I thought it was a good start to the show. And Like I said earlier, I had a real problem sorting out the playlist tonight, so we're going to go with this next one. I hope you like it. It's from a title track of his new album called Running Wild. This is a guy called Olivier St. Louis, who sings kind of blues, rock, funk stuff. He started off as a backing singer, did a degree in biophysics, fell into music, and I'm awfully glad he did. He's got a great voice, and I think this is a good track too. I hope you enjoy it. This is Running Wild, Olivier St. Louis.
Chasing nude lately. I never could find the time to strategize losing you.
Walk on by, I walk on by, and
can't remember if I've played that this season or not, but I love that track. That was Walkin' By, of course, by The Stranglers, which was originally written in the 60s by Burt Bacharach for Dionne Warwick. And it's just, it's a great track. It's got everything in it. Fabulous keyboard solo and Hugh Cornwell going for a stroll in the trees, which is one of the most, I don't know, scary things I can think of, walking in the forest and coming across him. Next, to follow that, another cover, actually, a Bill Withers track. This is from his album in the 70s, 72, called Still Bill. And this is by a singer called Esther Phillips, who started off singing in a church choir as a kid. And her career was difficult for record executives to kind of pin down to one specific kind of style or genre, because she sang so many different things. And so commercial success evaded her during her short-lived career, because she died quite young. But her discography would say otherwise. She's had quite a long list of successes. So anyway, I hope you enjoy. This is a great version of, as I said, Bill Withers' track. This is Esther Phillips and Use Me.
Feel so good getting used this way, baby. Hey, my sister just don't. just didn't want to be rude, just didn't want to be rude. I was gonna fight fascism, but honestly, I just had so much on. You literally wouldn't believe it, I was gonna fight fascism. But I looked over at Jenny, and I don't think Jenny was fighting fascism, so I didn't either. I was gonna fight fascism. Fascism, so I just went on Facebook and said nasty things instead. I was gonna fight fascism. I was gonna. But, well, I was afraid. But it sounds funny. But I didn't realize it at the time. I didn't realize, but looking at it now, I was afraid, and that's why I didn't fight. I was gonna fight fascism. It was too late.
Okay, very much a tongue-in-cheek track there, but quite a serious topic, I suppose. That was a track called I Was Gonna Fight Fascism, by the combination of Soccer 96, which is the synth player, Dan Leavers, otherwise known as Danalog, and the drummer, Betamax, otherwise known as Max Hallen, who comprised two-thirds of one of my favourite groups, The Comet Is Coming. And on vocals, that was Alabaster de Plume, who is a multi-instrumentalist and rather a laconic style of delivery, I'm sure you'll agree. So how do we follow that? Well, we can't. So we've got... this is an Irish tune from County Derry, arranged again by the Australian composer-arranger Percy Grainger. We played a couple of things, something a couple of weeks ago, who was famous for arranging British folk songs. And this, again, is the Royal Northern College of Music conducted live recording, I think, because you'll hear the horns give it loudly two-thirds of the way through. I'm not sure if they were giving it too much or the engineers hadn't quite got the mix right. But it hurt my speakers a couple of times over the last few days. Conducted by the wonderful Tim Rainish. And you'll know this, otherwise I should think as Oh Danny Boy. Enjoy this.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
As I said at the beginning, had trouble with the playlist. That one worked its way into it. That's a track called Sylph Fossil by a young guy called Igloo Ghost. And I'm still not sure if that's brilliant or bollocks, genius or gash. You decide. He's a young guy from the UK and another genre bender. But a new one on me when I was looking at... Oh, sorry, phone. When I was looking it up, one of the genres listed was ceremonial laptop music. Well, you decide. Anyway, a whole mix of stuff in there. And to follow that, a recent discovery for me, please forgive me, this is a British band called Porcupine Tree with a wonderful build-up. This is a track called What Happens Now. It's got a brilliant middle eight with a rhythm that still quite confounds me. And it's a great track. I hope you enjoy this. A bit of prog, you can't go wrong. What Happens Now and Porcupine Tree.
Boarding an aircraft.
That was the French soprano Jody DeVos singing in English on an album of hers. I think it's called All Is Love or All About Love. And she also does a Freddie Mercury cover, which I might play next time. So that was one of five, that was the fourth of five Elizabethan songs by the English composer Ivor Gurney, and accompanied by Nicholas Kruger on piano. And she's just got a wonderful voice, and you wouldn't know that she wasn't native English. I mean, I know a lot of singers are trained to sing in different languages, but beautiful, beautiful singing. Next tonight, to juxtapose that nicely, is a thanks to Colin. This is a band from London called Brewer, and a great track called Beans. We'll be right back.
Já está na hora.
Bebete, vambora. Bebete,
vambora.
Já está na hora.
Olha que o galo cantou, o sol vai raiar, você não parou de sambar. Eu sei que você me é fiel, mas é que os vizinhos já estão a olhar e falar. Eu sou o seu homem e você minha mulher. Mas quem não chora não mama, e o nosso neném tá chorando querendo mamar. E você sabe muito bem que logo mais eu tenho que trabalhar.
Já não posso mais chegar atrasado, e tem que pensar em faltar.
Pois o novo gerente não é lá do meu amigo. E depois como é que eu posso comprar, estando a perigos, novas sandálias pra você sambar. Bebete, oh Bebete,
Bebete, vambora.
Bebete,
puxa, está na hora.
Vamos morar,
Bebete, vambora.
Bebete,
puxa, está na hora.
Olha que o galo cantou e o sol vai raiar, você não parou de sambar. Eu sei que você me é fiel, mas é que os vizinhos já estão a olhar e falar. Eu sou o seu homem, você é minha mulher. Mas quem não chora não mama, o nosso neném tá chorando querendo mamar. E você sabe muito bem que logo
volto mais, eu tenho que trabalhar.
Já não posso mais chegar atrasado, e nem pensar em voltar.
Pois o novo gerente não é lá muito meu amigo. E depois, como é que eu posso comprar estando a perigos? Novas sandálias pra você sambar, Betinho, ô, Betinho.
Okay, as usual, we're running out of time, so you've just heard a track called Bebete Vai O Borra by the Brazilian singer-songwriter Jorge Benjor. Thank you to George for that one. Big shout-out to George. And I love the great 60s production in that with close-up vocals and guitar, but the orchestra stuck right in the back of the room. Fantastic. And to finish this evening, we've got a track called The Wild Rover, which is another Irish air. And this is from a Dublin outfit called Lancome, who used to be called Lynched, because two of the guys, the brothers in the band, surname was Lynch. But I think poor word association after a few years forced them to change the name. So this is Lancome. Thank you to Ali for this one. And the Wild Rover. And thank you for listening, both of you. I've been Rod Cantley. You've been listening.
Ona Codinenca, al 107.2 FM i a onacodinenca.cat.